Welcome to the Jonathan Shuttlesworth podcast. To stay connected, go to revivaltoday.com. And now, here is Evangelist Jonathan.
Putting a nice bow on Sword Swallow Gate. I don't want to say the Lindell, Mark Driscoll thing was a big deal, but it knocked Iran and Israel out of the news for a week. Time for Mike Johnson to go home and his New York and play for Trump. As you can tell from the title, you're not going to get much ministry this morning. You'll have to wait till 7 o'clock Pacific time. So we just talk about a little bit about what's going on in the country and kind of let me wake up with you. I want to put a nice bow on Sword Swallow Gate because if you watched the program yesterday, we played Pastor John Lindell's addressing of it. From the beginning, if you watch from Monday through now, I went out of my way to not criticize Mark Driscoll, Pastor Mark Driscoll, or Pastor John Lindell. If you watch those broadcasts, who would you say that I made the object of mockery? Did I go after John Lindell? Did I go after Mark Driscoll? Or did I find a third person to make fun of? What is it? I'll wait for your message in the comments. Correct, Kristen. I went after, in a joking way, a sarcastic way, I went after trying to make light of it and actually take the pressure off of both pastors. I like pastors. I'm a pastor. My grandfather was a longtime pastor. My two uncles are pastors. I don't attack ministries. I don't do that. This was, and I don't do a gossip show, but this was so big in the news, I was planning on just mentioning it one day, and it kept getting worse. And it was fun, you know, it was fun to take a week and do that, and I'm preaching at night. No, I did not. Okay, guys, if you could do a little production back there. Firth Girl on YouTube said, Jonathan, did you see the latest from Alex himself? I sent you the leak on Instagram. Before you look, is it the latest from him, or is it... why do I get the feeling we're not even going to get to anything else? I'm like for the fifth day in a row, I think I'm going to open with this and it's going to go the whole time. Is it the latest or is it his statement that he released a few days ago? Or is it like a new thing? So I didn't go after the pastors. Well, yesterday, if you watched the thing, it went from, you know, John Lindell scolded anybody who talked about this on social media. And then now there's other ministers that have gone on, shame on anybody who said anything about this on social media. Don't shame me because you had an ex-stripper who I don't know how ex it is. I know in your speech he professes to be a born-again Christian. I want to show you this. And I was going to leave it alone until I got scolded. These are two current pictures. They were current, unless he took them down this morning. These are two current pictures on our friend Alex Magala's website. There's one that's on his website right now. And there's the other one. Okay. So let's get to the, since you rebuked anybody that talked to us about this, let's talk about your culpability for having this guy into a men's event and lick a sword and go up and rip his shirt off. That, you know, I don't want to be Sherlock Holmes here, but the real problem was that it wasn't Mark Driscoll's reaction. It's not people on YouTube talking about it. You had something happen at a Christian event that so grossed people out that you had to take the phones off your hook, and the Assemblies of God National Office had to take the phones off their hook. And you're gonna come at me I had no serious talk like this till right now, but don't freaking shame me for bringing it up. And I brought it up in a way to deflect it. Shame on you. Shame on you with your gross act that was patently rejected by America. And you never, you know, you call on Mark, you do the most self-righteous. And I'm not, if anything, I'm biased towards Pastor John Lindell because he's, God. You know, if you're an ex stripper, maybe I would lose that photo. How ex are you? What's with that picture? You got a shirtless photo of you giving the middle finger. Alex is a born again Christian. You've hurt him deeply. Okay. It's, you know. Am I taking crazy pills here? So I don't like that. I don't know what YouTube person you were referring to, but if you're referring to me, I'm not wrong to make a joke about this, which is all I did until right now. And now you've ticked me off. You know, you do this, the most self-righteous prayer of all time, asking for Mark Driscoll to repent. Let me ask you a question in the comments. Have you ever seen somebody that sinned sexually as a pastor dealt with as harshly as Mark Driscoll was dealt with at James River? I haven't. I hear about how we need to have grace and, you know, as you may have heard, Pastor so-and-so slept with so-and-so. We're not going to jump on them. We're sending them to get help. And then he calls this out, which I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing that he could have spoken to you first. I mentioned all that. But, you know, you went after everybody except your own culpability in having an act in that grossed everybody out. Play. Do we have the video? I wasn't going to do this. Play it. This is your problem. You had this in to a church event. Pause. So here, in my opinion, if you're an ex-stripper, you should stop stripping. Bold take, I know. I don't want to be too legalistic here, but maybe when you were stripping like 9 days ago, don't tell me you're a former whatever and you have that picture up. Can I see the picture again? Shirtless with giving the middle finger. Yeah, I don't have compassion for you. So this guy skated through the whole thing, which is fine with me. I was in this to make jokes. But you're going to rail Mark Driscoll and expose his private text messages and all that. And then, you know, tell how great your sons are and have your church all clap for you and never admit any culpability that maybe you shouldn't have done this. And again, that's not my business. The Bible has a principle. You don't rebuke another man's servant. You go on dangerous ground in the ministry to start calling out other ministers and what they should or shouldn't do. But then if you're going to go on your thing and say that anybody that talked about this is wrong. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. And if you admitted it, I'd shut up about it. And I will shut up about it anyway. But if you're going to go on social media and shame on everyone who showed this on their social media, and I pray that you'll play my apology or you'll play this explanation on the same platform that used to tear us down. Don't victimize yourself when you're the problem. How about my son made an error in judgment in booking a possible former male stripper who still has stripping photos up on his website currently. And we apologize. In retrospect, it probably wasn't the best idea because not everyone knows the difference between a stripping pole and a 1,200-year-old Chinese pole. Because to some people, they're just poles. It is suspect. You know, don't attack me when I didn't attack you. What are you defending this guy for? You're going to throw every preacher under the bus, going to attack me so that this guy can skate? He didn't know that photo was still up. Well, maybe know what photos are up. I don't have any photos like that up. It's because if I had a shirtless photo, it would just gross people out. If that was me, it'd be like I was giving the middle finger to sit-ups. Anyway, here's the act. I know you're in an arena. I, I know you're not in church. I get it. I'm not legalistic. Anybody knows. If there's one thing I'll probably never be accused of, it's being legalistic. I do a show called Check the News that people make their children turn their heads away for the intro and or fast forward parts of it. Yeah, and maybe he had a boxing match. Well, people, you know, it's amazing how people can justify anything. People don't have shirts when they're boxing. Yeah, because they're doing something that's extremely heterosexual. It's not gay. This is a former, and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, former. Gay stripper. Don't bring up his past. I'm not sure how much of a past it is when you have those photos on your website. See, to me, that's what murked the whole thing up. And I'm sorry to get serious. It was my intention to make a joke out of it. Don't tell me that I'm wrong for having lighthearted commentary on your air, which I was actually doing to deflect from you. Nobody watched what I produced and made death threats to James River or death threats to the Assemblies of God. Ours was a joke. Shame on everybody who pointed this out. Shame on your mother for birthing you. Shame me. Plenty of things to be shamed for, but this isn't one of them. So, you're a former gay stripper, and this has a gayish stripper vibe. I don't care what you release, that this is an ancient art of strength or whatever. It was too gay for people. You don't have to lick the sword. Okay? The licking the sword, you rip your shirt off and lick a sword and jam it down. You know, yeah, maybe some people in rural Missouri are going to have a problem with that. You're not in South Beach on spring break. You're not in Provincetown or San Francisco. And I'll stop naming gay places because it becomes suspect how many gay places you're aware of. This was out of line. Honestly, for me, I get it. It was, you were doing feats of strength and all that, but people thought it was out of line. Non-legalistic people thought it was, people didn't like it. That's why there's a problem. And you let this gayish stuff into your service, and it, can you not see that? That possibly letting an unclean thing in caused problems for the ministry. Again, we all make mistakes. I say that to be kind. I've never made one. But to be nice, we've all made mistakes. But it gets a little ridiculous when you make a mistake and then start yelling at anybody that has a problem with the mistake you made. And I told you yesterday, when I watched Pastor John Lindell's apology, explanation of what went on, it kind of smoothed things over for me. When I played it, as he asked everyone to do, to please play it, it turned people more against him. Did it not? In the comments, when you listen to Pastor John Lindell give his explanation, did it make it better for you or worse for you? Because it seemed yesterday it was worse. And then I got text messages with two ministers I shared this to, thinking they'd watch it and be like, oh, I didn't realize that didn't happen right before Mark Driscoll spoke. And so I get it now. You know, here's one of the texts I was sent from a senior minister. He's scrambling to deal with the damage control that is the largest controversy, if not the only controversy he's ever faced. His entire ministry was built on prayer and holiness. Instead of trying to cast, this is another guy that wouldn't like Mark Driscoll, most likely. Instead of trying to cast the spotlight on Mark Driscoll, he should be making a public apology for the decision to allow a former exotic stripper to perform such an unclean act at a Pentecostal men's conference that is church sponsored. That's all there is to it. It's unclean. It's gross. It grossed people out. We watched Alex boldly share his faith in the airport. Okay, who cares? If I rub my chest in a circular motion as I'm preaching tonight, doesn't matter how many people I share my faith with after the service, it's going to gross people out. Some people are grossed out even right now from the hypothetical mention of it. Don't scold, you know. What is your interest in defending? It's like, I'll go after anybody except this guy. And I'm not saying to go after this guy. But this is the problem. This, what you're going to see is what caused everything. This is a problem. People watched this and thought, you're nuts. And I didn't, this is not Monday. I didn't come on here, how do you have any, I went to make a joke about it. I was actually watching it for the first time on Monday and just goofing around. Shame on everyone who told about it without knowing all the facts. Shut up. Shame on you. All right, from the beginning. So they told me he's released a statement and it's 10 minutes long. If he is recently saved, I'm not looking to crucify him. If he's not saved, I'm not looking to crucify him. I hope he comes to Christ. I'm not looking to criticize this guy. But I'm saying, why I'm showing this is the problem. Mark Driscoll's not the problem. You are the problem for having this. So whether this guy's a Christian or a Buddhist or he goes back into stripping next week, it doesn't matter. You can't do this if you had John Hagee do this and he's like the best guy that ever lived. You can't do this. No one can. It doesn't matter how many people you. It's not going to go over well if you come out in some type of fluorescent vest or spangly vest, rip it off while maintaining eye contact with the men. And then lick a sword and put it down your throat. It's to any of those things are bad. All three of them together are really bad. Go ahead. Now, the biggest problem I have in this whole thing is the one person that clapped for the licking the sword. Because the feat of strength is to put the sword in your, I don't know. And then climb the pole. So why are you clapping for the, and here's the thought. If you're a former male stripper, stop licking things. Okay. Try to distance yourself from taking your shirt off and licking things. Like for the rest of your life, just be like, you know what? When I'm in public, I'm not going to take anything and lick it because I have a past that people, no matter how much I'm forgiven, they're going to put that, and that's going to bring that back up again. You know, that's my thought. I feel like you should not do that. And I don't feel like I'm wrong for having that opinion. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm a bit legalistic. Anyway, continue. Same, Pastor Mike. You know, to call people to not support Mark Driscoll's ministry anymore, and I've never seen a minister go after another minister with such harshness before, where it's borderline, I mean, it's borderline defamation or slander. I've never seen that happen when guys get DUIs that are in the ministry. I've never seen it when guys, there's a scandal going on right now in a major ministry where the guy has multiple women that have come forward and incredibly accused him of sexual assault to the point that he's already stepped down and all that. And you had ministers rushing out from everywhere to defend him. So you defend. It's crazy to me what gets defended. And then, yeah, even if Mark Driscoll could have done things better and all that, you know, how are you going to treat Mark Driscoll like he's the most egregious minister that ever lived? I've never seen in 43 years, I've never seen a whole service devoted to going after one minister. And I know everything John Lindell said was scriptural, but I've never seen that. I've been in a ton of church services, a ton, and been around Christianity my whole life. I've never said, no, look, we're going to take this Wednesday night and we're going to talk about this one person all night. And then we're going to pray that they repent. And if they don't repent, you know, we're going to like basically, we're expelling them from Christianity was basically what happened. That, you know, for what? He was not. He could have said something to Pastor John ahead of time. Are you going to call this out? And yeah, I agree. I've said it from the beginning. If he was with him several times since this happened and never mentioned it to him and then went up and attacked it, you know, yeah, he shouldn't have done that. Like that. But that's not worse. How he handled it is not worse than the thing that he handled. Go ahead. I'll finish it. Finish the ad. Looking forward to never watching this again. It's not his fault either. You can go full screen with me. He did the exact thing they booked him to do. So it's not like you should say he shouldn't have done that. You should, the culpability, who should have taken the brunt of things is you as the leader. You know, it's easy for me to say because it's not happening to me, and I can promise you it never will happen to me. But if that did happen, yeah, I can't even blame. Like, and this can happen. Let's say Camila grows up and she's 23 and she's like young and we're having a young adults event and she wants to book something and it was like over the line with the church people. I can't as the leader even blame her. I can say, no, my daughter made, no, I'm the leader. And so you say, and you could point out when Mark, where it goes over the line, it's not wrong to point out that Mark Driscoll, you know, I don't agree with the way he handled things, but you can't. And then I kept waiting. Anybody else kept waiting for, I don't agree with the way Mark Driscoll handled things. We also regret what took place there. And I apologize as your leader. If you do that, I feel like it kind of goes away. But then when it's just, I mean, just putting the screws to him, we don't agree with how he handled it. We're at step 3 of Mark chapter 18. We call on Mark Driscoll to repent for these 11 Bill of Rights reasons. It's like it was written by Thomas Jefferson. And then now we're going to pray that Mark Driscoll would be convicted. Don't let your heart hurt from him. Let your heart hurt for him. I mean, come on, man. Let me see the two pictures from the website again. This calls into question. Okay, he's a former stripper. How? This is his current website. You know, it's like somebody made a good point. There was a famous hip-hop guy that... You can bring it back to me. I don't need to leave that up. There's a... there's a major hip-hop artist that gave it, you know, publicly said he gave his life to the Lord. And a pastor commented, has he taken all of his old music? Because this guy owned the rights to his music. Has he taken all of his old music off of iTunes yet? And Apple Music? So, you know, if you've come out of a lifestyle, you're to repent of it. And I'm not Alex's judge. I'm nobody's judge. But it makes it hard when you're like, hey, you know, Mark Driscoll's out of line for bringing up Alex's past. This is not, those pictures aren't from his past. They're from his present. Don't shame me. I had nothing to do with any of this. I could see you shaming me if nobody knew this went on and I had somebody send me the, I'm the one that had the phone footage and just decided to blare it and blow up your ministry, you know, that from an event that nobody knew took place. This was a top 10 national news story, international news story. It was trending top 10 on Twitter for 2 days. Shame on everyone who talked about it. Whatever. You know, it's... never a good look when everybody's to blame but you. So I don't like that. And I had a feeling Mark Driscoll's not going to give him a statement. There's no reason for him to because he's not in trouble. See, Mark Driscoll's followers like that he calls stuff out. So they're all happy with him. He doesn't have to say anything. And if he's mad at John Lindell, he can just stay quiet and let him twist in the wind. So, what a mess. And the mess was caused by you letting an unclean thing into your service. Putting a nice bow. I don't know if I necessarily did that. Putting a nice bow on Sword Swallow Gate. So let's put a nice bow on it. We have two t-shirts to capitalize on this tragedy that we would like to send to you today before we check the news. Revival Today Church, no shirt, no service. We were going to do James River Church, no shirt, no problem. But then we forgot there's women and you know that can get murky. So we're going to do a Revival Today Church, no shirt, no service, just allowing you to know when you come to our churches in Pittsburgh or Fort Worth, I can promise you as the senior pastor that you will never have a planned event. Now, like if Kofi rips his shirt off mid-service and loses his mind, I can't control that. But there will never be a planned taking off of the shirt while making eye contact. While licking things. Next t-shirt. I went to the Stronger Men's Conference, and all I saw was a Moldovan sword swallower. I'm sending both of those shirts today to anybody that sows a seed to stand with us. I see people in the comments saying, thanks for speaking the truth, but I'm not looking to speak the truth. I just wanted to make a joke out of it. It's the best way to play stuff like this, but if you're going to get all serious and start condemning anybody that did what I did, which is react in real time to a top 10 news story. I didn't dig this up. I'm not looking to take down James River Church or the opposite. I wish them all the best. And I mean that. Todd wrote, darn, I'm broke today because you want to give for the shirt. That's true, Lyric. I can make that guarantee. What did Faith Shropshire write? People already go. Wait, what did you say, Faith? Alex Magala did a video correcting stuff that John Lindell said. He has no kids. He is Orthodox, not a Christian 10 years ago. What does that mean, not a Christian 10 years ago? Maybe we should play the video. All right, freaking A. I wanted to, what's up, Lo? I've been better. I wanted to move away from this, but it won't go away. So now I got to watch this guy give his side of the story. Son of a gun. Are these men or women? The Real Housewives of Orange County don't have as much drama as these people. All right. Take it away, Alex Magala.
All right. Well, things got a little bit out of hands, and watching all the stuff that is going on internet and all the controversies, I just wanted to clarify some details. Say that I...
How did they get like Assemblies of God piano music to go behind him talking? Did the piano player from James River Church fall? That's basically why I have my own band on the road, so I don't have to listen to that every altar call. The music they play when you go to give an altar call makes me feel like committing suicide, to be honest with you. They start playing that keyboard. I start looking for a ceiling beam strong enough to support my body weight. Continue.
Oh, no explanation to anyone about my faith in God, about what I'm doing, about my past. But just wanted to clarify some details so it's not going to affect my family.
And I'm not judging this guy in any way, but if I was a former male stripper, I wouldn't wear shiny clothes anymore. Because, again, people are going to think of you with your past. I'd wear like camouflage. I'd wear like something, only things from the army surplus store. That's just my take. Continue.
Emily and my close friends. So we should start with a video that I seen yesterday from Pastor John Lindell.
Pause it. Okay. I won't keep interrupting this. This is going to be painful to go through. Obviously, this is not, English isn't his first language, so it's difficult. I can't speak fluently in any other languages. I can curse in a few and tell a lady I love her in like 11 languages. I wanted to cover myself in case I met people from different countries when I was a teenager. I think we pretty much have to listen to it because now here's his side of the story. We're going to hear everybody's freaking side of the story. Go ahead.
That was really touching, and I appreciate all the support from James River Church community. Just amazing people, and it was a really pleasure, and it was an honor working with them. I never seen such a great team, dedicated team, to work together, work extra.
Pause. You know, and you probably are never going to see as dedicated a team as facilitating your act at a church. They were definitely dedicated to let you do that to the point of allowing their ministry to be burned to the ground in order to accommodate it. Continue.
Morning to night to make this amazing things happen. And just like overall, it was an amazing experience. Before Pastor Mark Driscoll addressed about that he didn't like my performance. But anyways, and after watching a video yesterday from John Lindell...
It's not important, but I've never seen a scarf paired with a zip-up hoodie. So I was just noticing that. I wanted to bring it up. It's just an observation. I'm not saying it's wrong or anything. I'm just different. Is it cold in Moldova this time of year? I'll check the temperature. Go ahead.
Explaining and just defending me. I just wanted to clear some details.
All right, let's listen.
So, first of all, I have no kids. I have a family. I have no kids yet. So that's number one. And secondly, some sources say that I was saved by God around 10 years ago, which is not correct, because I'm an Orthodox Christian, and I'm sorry if I'm wrong in terminology. I just English is my third language, so
hey,
I'm
doing
trying.
Good. But, no, that's difficult.
Just bear with me. So Orthodox Christian means that I get through the ceremony of becoming a Christian as a baby. So pretty much all my family is an Orthodox Christian.
Pause and, okay. So that's a tidbit different from what Pastor John Lindell said. Because he said he goes to Mosaic Church in L.A. The guy's like, no, I don't. I'm an Orthodox Christian. I was baptized as a baby. That's how I'm a Christian. So, again, I'm not looking to... So where'd you get the other information from? I mean, that doesn't make Pastor John look good. The guy's like, no, actually, I didn't become a Christian 10 years ago. I was baptized as a baby in Moldova. Then I started dancing. Go ahead.
Me as well. With that said, I had no problem going to attending a Baptist church in Los Angeles, Church, with Pastor Erwin McManus.
All right.
Primarily because my friends were going there, and just in general, there are good people. And in Los Angeles, it's really hard to find honest, general good people. So, first, you know, it was a circle of friends, and second is I found a lot of wisdom in Bible stories that Erwin McManus was sharing with us. Also, he is amazing in public speaking, but that's another topic. On top of that, I have no problem, you know, I see videos of like some church YouTubers judging me that I'm like in the meditation pose in Bali. Look, I was taking a tour, and I have no problem experiencing or going through the ceremony and get to know other cultures, other languages, other people, because my number one focus is meeting good people and just get to know the philosophy of this religion or that religion. I have friends that are Buddhists, Buddhist monks, and just in general, you know, like if I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu, that doesn't mean that I cannot attend a...
Probably. Can you back up to the picture of the Buddhists with him? Probably the best part about being a Buddhist would be never having to iron your clothes again. Just grab that thing and whip it on. Apparently the Buddhists don't care. No. Think all the money you'd save on shoes, socks, potentially underpants. No ironing, no iron board, no iron. Your electric bill would be low. I'm not trying to convert anyone to Buddhism. Just pointing out a few plus sides. Continue.
Just in general, you know, like if I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu, that doesn't mean that I cannot attend a karate class. That's just going to make me a better martial artist, more versatile martial artist. So I'm not locking myself into going to one thing or
another. You don't want to lock yourself into one martial arts discipline. You don't want to lock yourself into one religion. Just keep your options open. I'm with you. Continue.
Another thing, I'm just loyal to my friends, but not to the... a temple or one church. So,
pause. All my sarcasm aside, what difference does it make what religion he is? You know what I mean? That's not the issue. I don't blame James River for not having I'm sure it's very difficult to find like a Holy Ghost filled sword swallower that's pre-tribulation rapture and everything. Pretty much have to take what you can get. The issue is the sword licking and the shirt ripping off. It doesn't matter. So, but it is interesting that they made about, you know, Alex is a born again Christian. And then he's like, nah, I like church. I like temples. I like arm wrestling Buddhists. I thought Buddhism was the religion of peace. Why are you locked up in an arm wrestling match? Anyway, not important. Continue.
My number one focus is to make friends.
Same here.
I hope that is not offending you.
No.
And just in general, you know, it's just bizarre. So, what else? We're going to Pastor Mark Driscoll, and you know what he was saying about me, that's just like completely misguided, because saying, you know, that I was ripping my shirt off.
In front of that was a man who ripped his shirt off like a woman does in front of a pole at a strip club.
First of all, it was a vest.
All right, it was a vest. You got him. All right. Maybe Alex looking to be a lawyer. Your Honor, it wasn't a shirt. It was a vest. Continue.
Second of all, in order to prove that sword swallowing is real, I had to just get everything out of the way so people can see a pure art of sword swallowing. Thirdly...
Pause. Are you going to address the licking it? Because that probably... Honestly, like, not even joking around, if the... lick it, I don't know that we'd be having this conversation. If he'd have come out in like a Bass Pro Shop hoodie and swallowed the sword and all that, maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation. So go ahead.
Because climbing on a pole with a heavy vest is not really convenient, and going upside down.
I believe.
So just wanted to, you know, clarify some things. The stripper pole that he called.
It's a Chinese pole.
My pole
ancient
is
Chinese
actually
pole.
Chinese pole.
They shipped it from
it's
ancient China.
It's a very ancient circus art, originated in China. So it's Chinese pole. It's a pole covered in rubber, and you have to have at least
it's a pole covered in ramen.
Hands to have a grip. So we're going through that, okay?
It's a Chinese pole. It comes in a white sauce.
His team was digging about my past and all that. You know, like, it's just like... It's so bizarre. It's a 53-year-old man judging 21-year-old me.
Pause. And I agree. I mean, whoever tried to expose that stuff, like, why do that? Because you don't need to dig up the guy's life and make him feel bad for something that went on. The thing that went on, it's bad what went on. That's the problem. It's not his background or what he did. So I agree. And that would, why do that? That's something I had to do as I got older. You start realizing you're talking about people. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a person. You wanna say mean stuff about Senator John Fetterman? My wife is out shooting two Saturdays ago, and they're at the same range. And he gives her the rest of his target. They're people. So you do kind of want to say stuff like, if it's going to get back to them and their mom, their dad, you know, or you meet them one day, you should bear that in mind rather than just like kill people as if they don't exist. I get that. Go.
About that I was a stripper. First of all, it's called go-go dancing, and it's a big difference. Because
it's a good point.
What right. Me and my team of dancers were doing, we were performing, guys were performing in shorts, and girls were covering, there's no any revealing of women
yeah.
breasts,
yes.
nipples, or any sort.
We got it.
So it's basically, you could see the same thing when you go to the beach in Los Angeles or you go to our club. And on top of that, if you see that thing like as a sinful or whatever, I wanted to say that all those people are amazing people. All those performers you can see on events like Oscars opening ceremony, halftime shows, and Cirque du Soleil. And why I stayed there is because my boss is an ex-go-go dancer, and it happened to be that Cirque du Soleil managers, they seen...
Pause. If anybody's watching from Iranian military or Israeli military, the more I watch this, can we get this show on the road? Let's get the nukes out. Let's just end this. I'm ready to get off this planet. So let's go. Quit messing around with each other with a few rockets here and there. Let's get this show on the freaking road. Continue.
Dancing, and they hired him. Now he, I'm not sure if now he is performing, is still performing, but he was a main character in the show La Rev, which is
in Vegas.
Yep. In Wynn Hotel. So that was really inspiring for me. And to me, it was a hard decision because I am from a conservative family. And just imagine having a $60.
You know, I'm from a conservative family too. So off screen's low. We're both preachers' kids. We're from conservative families. I remember when my dad bought me my first pair of go-go shorts, signed me up for dance lessons. Continue.
Left after you paid rent, you have no friends, you have no family, and you know almost zero English. Just in general, you know, like I couldn't find a job, and performing on the streets, that was not sustainable, because after a couple shows you get so much damage from sword swallowing. Back then I was not an experienced sword swallower, so I couldn't perform consistently. Just to keep in mind, you know, my first tip from sword swallowing that I got was $4.50. Now just put in the equation, you have $60 in your pocket, 35 of them you spend on a sword,
then lozenges,
the rest you spend on milk and oatmeal. And there was a point when
it's a tough life. Pause. Look, no one ever was saying that the life of a street sword swallower is easy. I get it. I'm with you. My heart is overflowing with compassion. It's good to hear the other side of the story. Continue.
Neil. So yeah, hard decision has to be made, but I just wanted to say, you know, I own everything that I was doing, and it was a thought through decision, and that made me a just better overall performer, and that's where I developed my act that you could see on America's Got Talent.
Plus,
Britain.
So basically, no regrets. Before you judge me for being a male stripper, you have to understand, I wasn't making enough doing street acts, so you got to do what you got to do. In the comments, would you say that this is helping or hurting John Lindell? I'm going to go with really. If this is my impression of John Lindell watching this video. Please stop talking. I'll pay you to delete this video. Continue.
He's got talent and 15 total Got Talents, Ellen DeGeneres show. So I hope you get to understand the whole picture.
This is my impression of Mark Driscoll watching this video. Continue.
Sure, and not taking this out of context. So all those go-go dancers that you see in the clubs, they also had a hard decision, and those are generally people who...
Pause. We get it. There's not a lot of people dropping out of MIT engineering school to become male go-go dancers. I understand. People have difficult lives we get it. You got to pay the bills. We never were under the impression that people were like leaving a career as point guard for the Minnesota Timberwolves to go go-go dance. Continue.
You don't want to sleep with people like Harvey Weinstein. So if you compare this with how to make it in Hollywood, what we did is nothing.
Pause.
So,
okay, so note it. Compared to sleeping with Harvey Weinstein, what I did was nothing. Got it. All sarcasm aside, most sarcasm aside, this is not good for John Lindell. Because it's like, I'm not sorry for anything I did. I know they said I'm a Christian. I wouldn't be so quick to say that. This is bad. Because I'm sure he thought the speech he gave on Wednesday was just gonna like put everything on ice, and then this like ruins it. If he'd have come on and said, like, yeah, I appreciate Pastor John Lindell taking up for me. I have changed my ways. Mark Driscoll really hurt me. Then that would have majorly helped John. It's like, you almost think like Mark Driscoll made this video with AI. Continue.
Okay. Moving forward, just wanted to say that I hope we find peace, and I hope that we're not going to cause all this feud one against another, and I hope you find
God. From his perspective, it would be weird to like do the exact thing you were booked to do, and then you're not even really familiar with like denominations or anything like that. They're like, hey, did you know that your performance you did at that church, you're actually top 10 in international news trending? For what? I just did the same act I always did. Well, two pastors are in their whole families and their churches, and all the Christians worldwide are upset. And you can't even explain. It would be like difficult if you're not from a church background for him to even like understand what the problem is. I mean, the pastor's son booked you to do the, like I've seen this happened at an event actually in LA where they booked, I can't remember who it was, Lil Nas X or somebody like that. They had him come to do a Christian event to help draw the crowd. And he gave his word that he would do like this one song that was clean. And he showed up in a gay pride flag and did the filthiest song with like mostly naked dancers. And all the pastors got up and walked out. Well, that I didn't book him to do that. He did something purposely to trash my event. He didn't do that. If you watch his Britain's Got Talent or America's Got Talent videos, he has one act that he does, and he does it exactly the same everywhere he goes. So from his perspective, you know, he's not to blame for sure. Pastor John Lindell might, I don't know, he might have to issue like a second thing, even though I'm sure after Wednesday he thought he was in the clear with everybody giving him a standing ovation. Continue.
In your heart, because I know my way of expressing my faith is different.
Yes.
And let me explain like real quick. When that's how I see it. When I perform, I swallow a sword and attempting a death-defying stunt, climbing on top of the pole and then going upside down. The moment when I...
Pause. In case Alex or any of his family sees this, in fairness, if I was in that kind of shape, you would never catch me with a shirt on. I'd be walking around like the $1 million man from WWF in the 80s. I'd have on like shorts, greased up chest, and boots. Continue.
Drop down. That's to that, me.
That's an amazing act.
When I give my life to God. And the moment All when right. I stop one inch before
Pause.
Hitting the...
Now, we're not going to get into a theological discussion about whether that's how you can give your life to God, but I'm really glad that's not the way you have to give your life to God, because I would be dead. Continue.
Ground, that's the moment when I get saved by God.
All of a sudden, water baptism doesn't seem so bad.
God bless everybody.
Thank you.
And book my show.
Yeah, not a bad move at the end, because from a business perspective, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to him. So no wonder he seems kind of happy. He's not a pastor, so what difference does it make for him? And he didn't do anything wrong. I'm glad we played that. Mr. John Lindell has a bit of splaining to do now. Hey, just wanted to pop on real quick and say everything that pastor said about me is not true. Book my show. See ya. Makes sense. Makes sense why the photos are still up and everything. So that, you know, you didn't tell the truth. Whether you were lied to, whether the person that booked him for your church was trying to save their job and said he's a Christian and I talked to his pastor and all that. That's trouble. All right. That took up the whole day. Let me just see the Joe Biden videos and then we'll call it a day. The tweets with Joe Biden. Okay, I thought this was funny. I don't know why you would say this. But it shows how these politicians, they don't get out, the federal ones, they never get out of Washington, D.C. They're always around people that like them. They're like completely oblivious. You know, it's like what he's going to say. Yeah, you have the lowest presidential approval rating in history. So he's talking about how he drove to Pennsylvania, and when he was driving through, there were F Joe Biden signs in the yards, and a kid gave him the middle finger. Yeah, people don't like, there's a lot of people that don't like you. If you get out of the city, you know, you're not going to find too many people that like you. Roll it.
I've never thought I'd see a sign when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West to see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
See? Gave him the middle finger. Must have been holding the drink in his other hand, or he probably would have got two. So these guys, they don't know how people feel about them. And that's the danger in life. Get around people that just love you and think you're the best. It's why I have Camila in school instead of with me on the road, because you need to realize not everybody likes you. Next. The Iranians don't want war. Bibi Netanyahu wants war. Meanwhile, Joe Biden doesn't seem to know what he wants. I think this is the video where he's going to say, I told Israel, don't move into Haifa. Meanwhile, Haifa's in Israel. This is a shame. Roll it.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently.
Haifa's in Israel. It's not even like on the border. It's not like Bethlehem or anything with Gaza. It would be like saying, I told America, don't move on Indianapolis. It's in America. So I'm going to make a prediction for you for the election. If the Iran-Israel war escalates to like a full-out war, and they have an election, because there's a chance they won't, Trump will destroy Biden. Because nobody is going to vote for that in wartime. That's the kind of president you vote for when you're in peace and everything's fine and we don't want a mean guy. If it goes to war, America's going to want Trump as the leader. Somebody that can quash the thing, not somebody that doesn't even know what cities he's talking about. I mean, he looks bad. See, and they only have two choices. If they leave him off the medications they put him on, then he's so gone that he can't really give a speech. So then they give him ephedrine-type medications is what medical experts guess. And that's why when he gave the State of the Union, he gets real angry because he's all amped up on ephedrine so that he doesn't talk like that. So you have a choice of him being like yelling and angry or like not know where he is. You can't have that. If you watch 2020 videos of Biden and then not watch now, you don't realize because it's been so gradual. Not like he was super sharp in 2018 and 2020, but it's gone way downhill. Next. This is in, where was it? Philadelphia. That's the mayor of Philadelphia. Edward Stone said, who's no fan of Trump, said it's like watching Jordan at the top of his game. Biden at a Philadelphia Wawa with Mayor Sherelle Parker. Look at, no one cares that he's there. Like if you watch Trump walk into the place erupts. This is the president of the United States walking into a public place, and you would think it was like the janitor. No one cares. Then this is not a video someone shot. His campaign posted this video. Like, why would you post this? No, you look terrible. Like this is like something Trump you would think would post. Roll it.
Hey.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing today?
Oh, pleasure.
It's a pleasure to meet both of you.
You got myself,
this is for you, man.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. This is for you, sir. Yes.
All right. And this is a tip for you. I know it's all been paid.
Thank you so much, sir.
Pause. So it's staged. They had both of their orders ready. So that makes it worse. Like, why would you stage this video? Because what, like, is this going to make any independents that are on the fence between Trump and Biden go, you know what? I like this guy. Roll it.
Thank you, sir.
What's your name?
My name is David Johnson.
Good to see you, David.
Thank you, sir.
You know Her Honor the Mayor.
Oh,
How are you, David?
I'm fine, yourself.
All right.
Both of you, so.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I gotta check out one thing. What kind of drinks do you have?
So whatever you like, so we can customize it to your specifications. So we have smoothies, we have milkshakes, we have refreshers.
How about a milkshake? Black and white.
A black and white milkshake? We can perfectly make that for you, sir. So if you actually like to, right over there where it says order here, you can order it to your specification again. That includes whipped cream and other toppings as well.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
It's been a pleasure.
Mr. President, I'm going to pick up a few pounds here.
And don't forget, we also included drinks for you as well, just to enjoy.
Excellent.
We can take that box.
You take that box?
Yeah.
I'm going to go order a milkshake.
Yeah.
They must have cleared out the Wawa from people. There's no way there's a Wawa that empty in Philadelphia.
I think they want to do it over here.
They're blocked from film. I guess they don't want to film him doing the machine. This is the guy that's in charge of our nuclear codes taking a minute and a half to order a milkshake at a Wawa. Like watching Jordan at the top of his game. Next. Yeah, we already watched it. Next. We got, what else did I send? I'm going to watch a few more. Traitor to their oaths. I'll skip it. Somebody sent this to me. Faith Gibson. What is she doing? Roll it. Is this the Stronger Women's Conference? When I do training with my trainer, I have to do that stuff with like one hand on the ball on the ground and all that. I'm telling you, I don't do as well as this lady, so you're not going to hear much out of me. Go ahead. What is this? I'm going to watch it one more time. Which is not easy to do it from your belly, because I'm going to put this one in the water. Score. Are there any other competitors? Next time I'm feeling down, I'm going to roll that video and watch it. Next. All right. You can skip it. Next. This is the most fun I've ever had in a week, I think. I want to thank that lady. I want to thank the Moldovan sword swallower. I want to thank Mark Driscoll and John Lindell. I've had a blast this week. I want to thank Fat Sal's Pennsylvania business owner. Our costs are through the roof. We didn't have this 4 years ago when Trump was in. Trump was doing such a great job. All right, roll it.
Our costs Fox are through business. The roof just to stay in business. From A to Z, we didn't have this 4 years ago. When Trump was in, Trump was doing such a great job. The economy was doing great. Food prices were down. Labor costs were down. Jobs. The economy was so much better than what it is now.
Next. I thought this was funny because I like it's an account called Rare Insults. I'm not like your boyfriend. I know how to dress. Someone wrote, you look like a bisexual squirrel. Whatever. Next. to Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, Republican. I wrote, glad you're a Christian. Hope to see you running a men's ministry pancake breakfast soon. Go home. How many, anybody on the comments done with Speaker Johnson? I don't know what happened. I don't know if they have incriminating evidence on him. That guy is not who he was purported to be. Next.
Dude, they're calling me a Jezebel on Instagram. They're making sword swallowing jokes out here, man. I've been, every single youth conference I was booked at for this year has canceled. All because of this Mark Driscoll guy. Like, when's it my turn to say, you're out of line, Mark? You're out of line, Mark! I'll say it right now. No, you calm down. It's my time to tell my side of the story. I should be on Girls Gone Bible right now, but you're a terrible manager, so it's not happening. No, don't you dare do that. My ministry is totally legitimate. Yeah, look, when a pro wrestler gets saved, now they wrestle for Jesus, right? And like, you know, if a basketball player gets saved, now they ball for Jesus. I mean, we've got OnlyFans girls out here who get saved, and now they do OnlyFans for Jesus. But when I used to be a stripper and get saved, and now I strip for Jesus, it's a problem, and everybody's mad about it. No, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to do. Get me on The View or something. I mean, Mark Driscoll selling all these books. I'm getting nothing.
Hey, Jeff, I've actually met that guy. He's in Kentucky. Next. Man of the people. This is Donald Trump, not in rural Iowa. This is him in Harlem. Roll it. Oh, it's an article. Man of the people. Incredible images of Trump's historic visit to Harlem show New York is not a lost cause. He's down like 13 in New York. So doesn't look good, but it's starting to look okay. It's like if they keep messing New York up, because remember now where Trump struggles with voters is with black voters. Black voters are getting their benefits cut in the inner city to make room for illegal immigrants. And it's not going over well. Cue his visit. And he's from New York, so he knows New York. Go ahead. Grace Soldado with the article. This week, President Donald J. Trump stopped in a neighborhood most Republicans wouldn't dare go to. He was duly rewarded with absolute love from patriots in New York. Trump visited Harlem on Tuesday night, looked like the daytime, where he greeted store clerk Jose Alba, who has been victimized by the city's rising crime under District Attorney Alvin Bragg's radical left policies. Bragg, who's prosecuting the hush money case, also accused Alba of second-degree murder for returning fire against the criminals attempting to rob his bodega. His charges were later dropped. Yeah, but you have to go to court, and it messes up your life. So he got robbed. We played the video of it on Check the News. He got robbed at night, pulled out his gun, and fired back at armed robbers. And they let the robbers go. And prosecuted him for second degree murder. Just like that, Marine's in custody now. There was a guy beating people on the subway, and he put him in a chokehold to keep him away from a lady, and they got him for assault. He's in jail. Continue. This week, President Trump is being subjected to Bragg's wrath. Yes. Thankfully, the people of New York see right through the charade, as Trump observed in Harlem. The trial is having the reverse effect. Americans don't like when people get bullied. Continue. Upon Trump's arrival, and again, that's going to hurt Pastor John Lindell, because Americans almost never side with the bully, even if the bully's right. They side with the victim. So you getting up for 30 minutes and trashing another pastor is not going to swing public opinion to your side. Upon Trump's arrival at the bodega, he was greeted by a rally-style crowd of supporters who made it clear that they have his back amidst his trial. His campaign released several iconic images showing his warm reception. There's one. Continue. There's another one. President Trump visits the Harlem bodega. And there's Make New York City Great Again. Next. Oh, you have the pictures. Continue. I mean, rally might be a little strong. No, there's a lot of people. The cops love him. Can you guys see who has the police union officially endorsed? The New York City Police Union. I'd be shocked if they didn't endorse Trump. There's a video. Next. One bedroom rent in 2015 in Canada, $973. One bedroom rent in 2024, $1,893. So rent has doubled under Trudeau, 9 years. And he's going to say, which he has to admit, you know, there's no term limit on the Canadian prime minister. So he's been in power for 9 years. And he's going to say it's starting to get hard. He says this. It's starting to get hard to blame the previous administration because you have Biden still blaming Trump for stuff. And that's after 4 years. At 9 years, it's on you. Roll it.
You know, once you've been in power for, you know, 8+ years, it becomes harder and harder to blame the previous guys for challenges you're facing. But housing is a long-term issue in this
Next.
Country.
Enough already. If you ever begin to start believing anything anyone in Republican leadership tells you, just watch this. Pay close attention to those that don't seem bothered by this. They're not our friends. This is why I have zero interest in putting any energy behind the Republican Party, because at least Democrats tell you up front they're against, if you're a conservative, things you believe in. But then it's worse to have people that tell you to vote for them, that they're on your side, and then do the exact same thing that they said they weren't going to do. Roll it.
I'm telling all of you, and we've told the American people, border, border, border.
We have to effect real policy change at the border, and that is a necessary condition to anything we do going forward.
We have to take care of our border first. That's what the American people demand.
Every state in America is now a border state.
Border, border, border. How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
We know the urgency in Ukraine. We're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe.
It's past time to secure the border.
Listen, this is a catastrophe down here.
The battle is for the border.
President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill. It better begin by defending America's national security.
Okay, these are dangerous people who are coming into the country. Over 300 known terrorists.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
And he caved on it. No funding. The same legislation passed as if there was a Democrat majority. After saying all that, he did no money for border security. I should be running a Chick-fil-A in Shreveport. Next. Here's my print. How many? Is this a long article? Yeah. I'm not reading it. Next. Mike Johnson surrenders. Democrats seize control of House floor. Is that an article? I'll read that. Yeah, I knew it wouldn't be many. Oh, because Breitbart knows their audience. Conservatives not real big on reading. History was first made on Thursday, just before midnight, when for the first time in recorded history since the House began keeping records, the House Rules Committee relied on minority party votes to overcome objections from the majority and advance a rule bill to the House floor. The powerful House Rules Committee, known for generations as the Speaker's Committee, for the control the Speaker of the House possesses over the committee and its reputation as a rubber stamp for the Speaker's agenda, sets the floor agenda for the House through what are known as rules. Johnson disregarded history and abandoned his own party despite its majority. So the Republicans wouldn't vote with him, so he courted the Democrats to help get his liberal policy through that left the border open. With more Democrats voting to advance the House's agenda than Republicans, the minority party has effectively taken control over the bills that will come before the House. In the end, so you did all that. All these ministries that campaign for a red wave to take America back, you got one in the House, and they went on purpose against you. So good job. In the end, 151 supported the rule with only 39 Republicans in opposition. What a useless party. The final tally was 316 to 94. Minority Leader Akeem Jeffries is a messenger in the minority no longer. He has taken over. That Mike Johnson. Next. This is not good. They're going to defund. They're going to take $8.4 million from police in Denver to aid. For whatever reason, when I went to go visit the border, you're allowed, once you cross the border, you're allowed to take a plane wherever you want. And they're picking Boston, New York, Chicago, and Denver for some reason. Must be big Nuggets fans down in Venezuela. So now it's out of control and they need more housing and food for the illegal immigrants coming to Denver. So they're taking it out of the police budget, which isn't, I, I foresee, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I foresee problems. Roll it.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnson announcing new funding to help the migrant crisis, but it comes with cuts to many city services, including taking millions away from police. Alicia Acuna is live from Denver. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Dana. $8.4 million will be taken from the Denver police budget. This is to help fund a nearly $90 million aid package to address the city's migrant crisis. And as you mentioned, Denver Mike Johnson is trying to justify this plan, explaining it's a combination of capital cuts like putting off buying new furniture for police, but it will restrict the department's ability to hire for open positions. Johnston insists it will not impact public safety.
So no change in officers that are deployed to the street, no changes in our plan on recruiting, and no changes in public-facing services.
Pause. Back it up with the cops behind him. You can look at the look of hatred and disdain. They can't even hide it. Look at the guy with the stars on his collar staring him down from behind, wishing he could draw on him. They're already short-staffed. Crimes through the roof, and that he took $8.5 million from him. Continue.
Facing services.
Denver's police chief was also at this announcement. He said the department recognizes the need to be partners in this, attempting to assure folks who live here.
So we were not we were able to make sure that we provide all of our core services without having any impact on the budget at all. Yeah. And certainly happy that we found a pathway to help these migrants that are coming into our city.
Now, Mayor Johnston says he had no choice given the influx of migrants to Denver, which at one point was receiving the largest number per capita of any other city in the country. He also blames Washington.
Denver's in bad shape. You can ask anybody. They're going to ruin that city. Next. I sincerely thought I'd never witness. Here's John Fetterman, who's a Democrat, all the conservatives wanted Dr. Oz. And then John Fetterman went in, but he backs Israel. And now he's turning against the Democrat Party. I sincerely thought I'd never witness members of my party refuse to condemn Iran, one of the world's leading terrorism sponsors. After launching hundreds of drones against our special ally, Israel. No words. Far left lawmakers, Massey, vote against condemning Iranian attack on Israel. Interesting. So, anyway, it's just basically following all this. I have zero trust in our political system, and I'm starting to not care. So that's why I'm just preaching twice a day, because that's the only thing that's going to bring any change. These pack of losers, not John Fetterman. He's actually, that was a good example, but I mean, to spend any time thinking if the Republicans get into power, it's going to help. They have no agenda. They are a pack of losers. And if you like Trump, just remember that Republicans hate Trump. I don't mean Republican voters. I mean, the Republicans did everything in his power. Look at all the money we're shipping off to Ukraine, right? $150 billion at a shot. Remember, they wouldn't give him, you know what he wanted for the wall to secure the border? $8 billion. And they wouldn't give it to him. 200 to Ukraine, 150 to Ukraine, 80 to Ukraine, 50 to Ukraine. Just empty the federal treasury in a giant money laundering operation. So, I'm not trying to be a defeatist, but I don't trust these people. I mean, you saw those clips of Mike Johnson. That's not like things he was saying 10 years ago. That's what he said in January and February. And now he completely turned his back on it. I don't know whether these people have affairs when they get to Washington, D.C., or they have some kind of dirt on them like that. I don't know how you explain completely changing your tune in 65 days from what you ran on. There has to be. You can't tell me that. There's no explanation for it. They must have them where we'll, like, destroy your family. Because there is, and I'm not looking to editorialize, I'll end the broadcast shortly. But there is, it's like a setup, because that you don't get paid that much as a senator or a representative. You get paid like $220, $250, $280, which I know that sounds like a lot of money, but to live in Washington, D.C. with your wife and kids from Shreveport, Louisiana, if you're going to move everybody to Washington, D.C., if you want to live in a place where you're not going to die, you know, nobody's going to move from Louisiana or Iowa or Montana to D.C. and live in the D.C. Section 8 housing. So to live in the nice part and have your kids go to private school, you can't do that for $260 a year. So what happens is they leave their wife and kids back in Shreveport or Iowa or wherever they're from, and they're out there alone, and they hook them up with somebody, and then they have footage on them, and they, you're going to do what we say or we're going to destroy your family. That happens to a lot of people. I'm not saying it happened to him, but I'd like to know, do we have like a press in this country anymore? Is there anybody that would sit that guy down and ask him what he's doing? Or you have to watch, you know, it's pretty sad when you have to watch this stupid show to find out what's going on in the world. And then people that like massive multi-trillion dollar media, they don't ask anybody anything. What question did Biden get in that Wawa? Nobody gets asked anything. They say something, then they walk off. The press doesn't push them on anything. Republicans, man, any preacher you hear praying for a red wave, they're dumb. How many times are you going to get suckered by the Republican Party before you quit devoting ministry time thinking like it's going to change anything to get those losers in there? Now, I don't group Trump in with that because he's his own thing, and he doesn't care, and he has his own money. The liberals always make jokes about how many failed businesses he's had and how many he's been bankrupt and all that stuff. But they had to kind of shut up when he posted $174 million bond cash. He has money, so he doesn't have to answer to Soros or Big Pharma or anybody. He can run his own thing. So should be interesting. If the war escalates, Israel did not attack Iran. Like, Iran just fired a bunch of missiles at Israel, right? Israel didn't just fire a bunch back. They targeted specific buildings that deal with Iran's nuclear weapons facilities. You know, that hurts when you spend $5 billion on to manufacture nuclear weapons and then it's just gone. That hurts. So Israel, it's targeted strikes. I was going to tell you one more thing about Israel and Iran. I don't know. It still has kind of like a scripted feel and it's not like going all the way, but we'll see. If it goes to full out war and they allow you to have the election and they don't invoke some kind of war powers thing or something, or there's not like a dirty bomb that goes off in three cities that then they say, now we can't have an election because those people can't vote or whatever. Who knows? It's going to be an interesting year. But that's why I would stay in covenant with God, because the covenant is non-negotiable. It works in wartime. It works in peacetime. Psalm 91 is, and if conditions are good, I'll order my angels to surround you wherever you go. And with long life will I satisfy you. That's a covenant that if you go to World War III, you're protected when you're in covenant with God. So if there was ever a time to know that you're a born-again Christian, it's now. And then it'll take you off of being like depressed and being continually disappointed by leaders, because then you have access to God in prayer and you actually can work your own destiny out with your own faith. You can't curse who God has blessed and you can't bless who God's cursed. When you're blessed, people can't put you on a downward trajectory if you stay in covenant with God. If you allow sin in or things that God disapproves of, then it takes you out. But it puts your life between you and God. Takes everybody else out of the equation. You see that with Daniel. You see that with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You see it with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Elijah. How many times did Jezebel or Ahab say, I'm going to have your head. By the end of this day, you're going to be dead. They couldn't lay a hand on him. David, the king goes to kill him. He goes to live with Samuel. Every time somebody came to attack him, the Spirit of the Lord hit him and they fell on the ground and started to prophesy. And that's under an old covenant with worse promises, and we have a better covenant with better promises. So I would get super involved in church work. I'd get super involved in advancing the kingdom of God, and just that's how you're going to see America shaken. It's going to have to happen spiritually, a groundswell spiritually that destroys everything the devil's trying to plant in this country. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're watching this on YouTube right now or any of the other platforms, or you're watching this on replay, still counts. You don't have to slide down a pole upside down with a sword in your mouth to give yourself to God. Jesus paid all the physical price for you to be saved. You just have to receive it by faith. Say this prayer with me out loud. Heavenly Father, I turn my back on sin. I repent. I believe in my heart you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth Jesus is Lord and my Savior. Right now, I receive forgiveness. By the blood of Jesus, I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Please go to revivaltoday.com and click I just got saved. It's the most prominent button on the website. And fill that out completely. And I'm going to send you a Bible and other materials to help you live the Christian life and welcome you into the family of God. I hope I get to see you in Pittsburgh or Fort Worth. We have two churches. And I'd love to be your pastor if you're near there. If you're in California, I'm preaching there for the final night tonight at 7 o'clock. And it's free. Everything's free. No tickets or anything. I'd love to have you. So God bless you. We have two T-shirts we're giving away to just ensure that I'm never invited to preach it in Missouri. Revival Today Church, no shirt, no service. And I went to the Stronger Men's Conference, and all I saw was a Moldovan sword swallower. Those two T-shirts can be yours for anything you give today to help stand with us in Los Angeles and everything else that we're doing. Zelle, info at revivaltoday.com. Thank you for your generous giving. Venmo at RT Give. RevivalToday.com/PayPal. Text RT to 50155. Again, the easiest way, go to RevivalToday.com and click Give Now. That has all the ways to give right there. If you want to mail a large check, Revival Today, P.O. Box 7, Prosperity, Pennsylvania, 15329. We had a very nice young lady send $107,000 worth of stock to the ministry last week. And so you can donate stock. That way you don't have to cash out your stock and pay taxes on it. You just send the stock. Because if you cash your stock out, if you cash out $107,000 worth of stock, you'd have to pay capital gains tax on it even though you were giving it. So you would owe like $40,000 that you'd have to give to the government so that people can have free flights to Chicago and New York and then get a food card where they're able to spend. I can't remember what they're giving them. It's like $68 a day that they're giving just for food. So think of that. Every 10 days, that's 600, so 700 bucks every 10 days times three. So you're given $2,100 a month to buy food and free housing in hotels. I mean, and you pay for it. I went out to eat with the family that I came to minister to the first time I came here, and they were telling me, I don't want to go on welfare. But they said it's actually, I would get more if I went on welfare in California than I do working. Her and her son work at Domino's. She's an assistant manager, and he just got the job with her to help out, and they work all day to break even. And I said, next time they give you your paycheck, look what your actual pay is, and then look how much California and the federal government takes out, and then what you have. And that all goes, it's not right. It's not right to do that to people. Totally not right. I don't know what happened. It makes me really not like everybody that's in the government, with about six exceptions. Thomas Massie. Who else is an exception that's in government right now? That actually is like for, you know, I'm for freedom. I'm not for everybody being forced to be a Christian. I'm not for people being taxed. If they wanted to pass a law to increase taxes so that Revival Today Church could be funded by the federal government and build their church in Pittsburgh and Texas, I would be 100% against it. No, people should be able to spend their money that they earn how they want. Who am I leaving out? Holly, Josh Holly, Thomas Massie, who else? Rand Paul. So is there even six? I would have put Marjorie Taylor Greene in there, but she just voted I can't remember what it was. I don't know, man. People must be completely compromised. They must have. And you know what? If this gets to anybody that's in politics, if they have you compromised, you should just admit to it. You should say, listen, I had an affair on my wife, and I'm very sorry, But they've been holding this over my head about how to vote. I want to tell my wife I'm sorry. Whatever it cost me. But don't let them, well, you know, don't live like that. Just get it out. Repent of it. It's going to come out anyway. Be sure your sin will find you out. There's actually a law, a spiritual law with sin, that it's impossible to cover it. You can do it for a little bit, but it is impossible to cover sin. It's a scripture. Be sure your sin will find you out. You cannot hide it. So might as well just think how free you would feel. Now, you can't control how your wife's going to act if it costs you your marriage. That's the risk you run of committing adultery. But I would just, whatever's going to happen, instead of having it hang over your head what's going to happen, get it out. Then people can't call you and threaten you anymore. Yeah, then go to jail. You know, get it, because you are anyway. When they're done with you, it's all going to get exposed anyway. So you might as well just get the show on the road. And, you know, your only hope for God to bless you is to repent of sin. So if you want God on your side and what you're eventually going to have to face, then you should repent, like publicly. I know it's easy for me to say, but it's the right move. And people say, yeah, but it's with kids. I hope there's not that many pedophiles that are that compromised, you know, in that area, that's why we're losing legislation in the House of Representatives. I hope. If not, then you might as well just get, if that's the case, then you might as well get Armageddon on the road, because the whole place would need to be burned to the ground if we're being run by that many child molesters. I don't think so. It's, you know, I'm not trying to go on like a depressing rant at the end. It's just, it's insane. There's so much wealth in this country. How can you mismanage it this bad? The state I'm in right now, California, if it was an independent nation, it would be the sixth strongest economy in the world as a nation. And that's one of the 50 states. Texas would be the sixth largest oil producing nation. It would produce more than Iran. It would, you know, why are we shipping in oil from the Middle East? We have enough. There's enough oil in New Mexico and Texas to run the country, to run the world for the next 200 years, just there. And they won't let them drill it out. I mean, I know the answers to all the questions I'm asking. It's just, it really is. It's like if you have an IQ above 70, it doesn't make, nothing makes any sense until you realize that it's being done on purpose to cripple the country, get people not to work on purpose, legalize marijuana, just get everybody high on antidepressants, get their government check while you run the country over, while the elites run the country over. And that's why you get people born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, because then they have a problem. That's why I'm a problem. That's why a lot of you that are watching are problems. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost and you're not on drugs and alcohol and you actually have a brain, you're, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not being ordered to stay home from church. You haven't got me high as a kite yet where I just do, hey, they said we're going to have to make, you're not going to make me passive. I'm not going to eat foods that fill me with estrogen like they're doing. Actually, I'm going to go in the other direction. You're not going to get me like how you want me to be. That's actually the only way I was ever able to motivate myself to go to the gym, was when I could frame it that way in my mind, that they want me like fat and soft and eating processed foods. So I'm not. So I basically go to the gym to spite that when I go, and I definitely need to go back. Wow, we're just having a group therapy sesh. I'm just trying to figure out like when to work out, because I've been preaching in the morning and at night. I'm on the road pretty much the whole year. And I guess the answer would be to be disciplined enough to wake up at 6 in the morning or whatever, but I can't. I can, but I won't. But I need to. Because you can't just eat cheese sticks every night and milkshakes and sit and talk. Anyway, just thinking out loud. Two t-shirts again? Who's watching that's not giving money to get these t-shirts? I literally cannot wait to see these shirts in my services. I'll know I have a friend in the crowd that has a few screws loose. I saw Mark Wahlberg's schedule. I can't do that. He goes to bed at 7 p.m. and wakes up at 2:30 in the morning to start working out. I can't go to bed at 7 p.m. I got service at 7. I got to be at the top of my game at like 8:30 to 10 and every night. But I got to figure something out. I hate going to the gym. So when I'm home, I have a personal trainer. And because I have an appointment with her, it makes me go to the gym because I can't ruin her business and abuse her time. That's the only reason I have a trainer, is it makes me go to the gym. But when I'm on the road, I don't have trainers here. I can't take a trainer on the road with me. If I take a woman, it looks like I'm having an affair. If I take a guy, it looks like I'm gay. You can't take a guy personal trainer with you on your plane. I mean, you look a little SUS. Just thinking out loud here. Things that don't need to be said. That's what we should call our, forget our show, we should call our ministry, Things That Don't Need to Be Said. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed. Really, Kofi? You gave $100 to get those two t-shirts? Should pair nicely with your long West African shirt and sandals. It'll be an interesting look. Love you, man. I will tell you one more uninteresting thing before I log off. They must have way higher food quality in California because I actually, eating cheesesteaks, I think I'm down weight this week and I haven't worked out at all. And I think their bread is like when Adonis and I went to Europe, which is a douchey way to start a sentence. But when we went to Europe, we ate a ton and my stomach like flattened out. And that's when I started to read about what they put in food in America that's illegal in Europe and stuff. And I get that California has really high food standards, and I feel like I got the same thing I got when I was in Europe, that it's like real, real bread, and your body can process it. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that in. Because I was shocked. I kept waiting to wake up and look like a tick that swollen like a tick, and I wasn't. It's a great state, California. California in the 1980s was the most conservative state in the country, more conservative than Texas. And you know who ruined that? Ronald Reagan. Which I'm not saying he's a bad president, but that's... People don't know that. You think California is the most liberal state in the country, which I think it might be now. Just when, not back too long, 30 years ago, it was redder than Texas. And they open the borders, get everybody on welfare. They have flyers. When they let people through the border, they have flyers that they're given on who to vote for. And that's why they're doing the thing. That's why there's a push to not show ID and not. It's completely... Oh, I can't say that on YouTube. Sorry, I forgot I was on YouTube. Our elections are completely fair and square.
Thank you for sharing the Jonathan Shuttlesworth podcast. If you're interested in supporting our mission to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to our generation, please visit revivaltoday.com and click on Give Now to become one of our monthly partners. Thank you in advance. We hope to see you soon.